You're listening to the Better Men Podcast, a No Deadbeat Society project. www.wearebettermen.com.
The views and opinions expressed on the Better Men Podcast are those of the host. Viewer discretion is advised.
Oh yeah.
Does the term wifey offend her?
No.
Did you see that post on my Facebook about some shirts I put out that said proud wifey, and there was some backlash from some people that never have purchased a shirt from me ever. But did you see that?
I did not, but get the fuck over it.
All right, this is episode 39 of the it's 39 of the We Are Better Men Podcast. I'm Leyland Deano.
Steve Tillman right here,
and this episode is brought to you by a website I just officially publicly put out called neveryourfault.com. I built basically this platform really quickly to try and advocate for victims of crime in both Canada and the States. There's a lot of like complexities and stuff in between all of it. But I think the bottom line is, and something I've learned, is that victims are not supported enough and not advocated enough for, whether it comes down to the Me Too movement and everything that came out of that. False accusations or whatever the case may be, when someone is a victim of a crime, the government just simply has not legislated enough to protect them, but also to encourage them to come forward. So that's what this is sponsored by a little project I put out. The Better Men Podcast is sponsoring it. A parenting group on Facebook called Modern Parenting, which is hella cool. And then my friend's Facebook and website called It's More Than Confidence, which is kind of an empowering women network. And of course, No Debbie Society. So check that website out, neveryourfault.com. Tweet the message and share it and just get involved. But Steve and I have something very specific to talk about in episode 39. Why don't you roll with it first? Because I've been doing some reading and I got some things to say.
So if you haven't been living under a rock, you've heard about the Boy Scouts, and this isn't new news necessarily that the Boy Scouts have allowed Girl Scouts in. Now, before we get into why I don't like that, we heard about that, it's happened. But then the Boy Scouts took it a step further and decided to change the name after 108 years from Boy Scouts to just Scouts, BSA, which, by the way, stands for Boy Scouts of America. And they did this for inclusion, to include both male and female Scouts in. And that's what we're going to talk about, because it's been eating at me to talk about it.
Yeah, so I did some research because I saw it too when it came out, and it was a little bizarre to me. And I did some reading. So in the States, because this is from, I don't even know if we have Scouts in Canada, to be honest. We must, but the general one that I grew up with, girls were in with Girl Guides, and I don't know, they're in the States as well. But I guess Boy Scouts are here too. But basically, as I understand it, what happened down there is, or what you have is, you have Girl Scouts of America and Boy Scouts of America. And correct. Girl Scouts is remaining to be just Girl Scouts, but Boy Scouts has changed it to Scouts of America and will now be including boys and girls. So what you now have is two organizations and none of them support just boys. They're either boys and girls or just girls.
Yeah, man. And what you just said is one of the many, many reasons that it bothers me, because, as we've talked about before, we're not into the toxic masculinity of, it must be just boys, just boys, just boys and everything, because that's not how things work. And, by no means do we think we are better than women. But there is an unequal, there's an unequal force out there that says, you know, if it can, if it's just women, that's fine. But as soon as us guys try to have something for ourselves, it's a bad thing. It's discriminating, and it's got to change.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I talked to Dr. Warren Farrell on I interviewed him on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, and I'm actually in process of doing some more work with him. But he wrote this book, and it's called The Boy Crisis. If you haven't checked out that episode, definitely do. It is episode well, I really want to quickly say that. Episode 27 was my interview with Warren Farrell, our interview, because everything we do is for the We Are Better Men podcast. But there's a his book has basically identified that he's an interesting character. There's a lot of controversy around him, but I think if you talk to him and you really look at what he's saying, it's not he was involved in feminism. He's not against feminism. What he's just not cool with, or what he's not for, is the fact that we've kind of left boys out. And so the past decades, because feminism did so much kick-ass work for women, there was nothing supporting boys. So they kind of got lost in the picture. And I think that this is kind of like, I read the reasoning that the Boy Scouts are including girls is because their numbers are down a few hundred thousand. So they're, you know, a lot of their publicity and their PR people are saying, well, if we didn't do that, if we didn't do the including, we would be out of business. But the thing is that the Girl Scouts, which is staying for just girls, is down the same amount. And they didn't include boys to try and win. So I think it's a bigger picture problem, where it's just, you know, for some reason right now, society thinks that you can't have something just for men or boys. And it's because maybe the assumption is that when a group of men or boys get together, all they do is talk shit about women. But I can tell you that being a part of a lot of mentor groups and boys, men's groups, that's not the case at all.
It's not even remotely the case. I mean, I'm a member of the Freemasons. That's a strictly men's organization. And not only are women not talked bad about, they're just not mentioned, because it doesn't play part in it. You know, it's just for the boys. That's it.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's interesting. I'm reading, I got all these articles open because I really got into it today. And the Girl Scouts of America are publicly saying, Boy Scouts, you should stick to boys. Like, you know, like let's run the girl program and let's run the boy program. And, you know, the all this controversy and discussion and arguments started happening, especially on social media. Well, what if a girl identifies as a boy, and all these other issues that are going on? But I think that the thing with that is that it's such a minor number that it's not really a problem. If there was a specific unique case where a child was in that situation, I personally believe that it could be worked out. I don't think that you should force an organization to have to include them, because I personally believe that it's going to work out. Like, they're going to figure it out for the child. Of course, there's horrible people and people say and do horrible things, but generally, I think that they're going to figure it out. So I think we can push that aside. I think the real issue here is that Boy Scouts of America, for some reason, believes, like, whoever's at the top of their pyramid believes that the reason they're failing is because they're not including girls.
Yeah, and I personally, as being a Boy Scout for a number of years, and seeing this, and especially seeing this living in the U.S., I could give you a laundry list of reasons why their numbers would be down. That would have nothing to do with the inclusion of the other gender or anything like that whatsoever. You know, and especially in the U.S., it's weird because we have so many alternatives to just Boys and Girls Scouts that are, you know, that are gender neutral. They allow both, and you know,
Yeah, I think that, like, I mean, there's a ton of organizations that focus on youth, but I think that you're right. I think that there was going to be a natural decline in numbers, because that's just the way society is going right now. You know, it's not necessarily as cool to be in Boy Scouts. And that doesn't mean that it's not cool if you're in Boy Scouts, or, I mean, I'm fully supportive of how it was. We have a program. I don't really know what it's called up here. I haven't looked into it. I don't need to, I think, yet. I think it's like Beavers or something, but it's just the same sort of thing. They get the boys out into the woods and, well, yeah, and learn.
The thing I could give you right off the top of my head as far as why numbers would be down, and I don't even necessarily think it's a cool factor. I think it's a matter of the scouts didn't evolve with the times. You know, we live in such a digital age right now where, you know, everybody is doing everything with a computer, with robotics, with drones, with, you know, there's so many things going on where, yes, should boys be able to get out in the woods and do their thing and well, kids in general, should they get back to nature? Sure. But when you have an organization that's strictly woods and camping and woodworking and all that, yeah, it's going to decline some because kids are not just interested in being outside like that, like they used to be.
Yeah, for sure. As I understand it, they're still going to separate, like if a girl joins Boy Scout or Scouts, what is it, a BA or whatever?
It's Scouts colon BSA.
BSA, yeah. If they join that, they're still going to have separated girl, as I understand it, groups and boy groups. I could be wrong there, but that's what I read. But my prediction for the Boy Scouts of America is that none of you are probably listening to this because as soon as you saw the title, if you are a subscriber, you probably did not listen to it and probably unsubscribed if you're up there in the hierarchy of the business of the Boy Scouts organization. But you just solidified the failure of your business, because in 10 years, you will be so irrelevant that you will not matter because of what you've done. And you just threw away 100, like a few number decline doesn't mean you ruin the niche and the tradition of what you are to try and get some more profit. It means if you guys are struggling with margins, it's time to start figuring out what you're doing wrong. Make Boy Scouts cool again, not just open it up so that like anyone can join because you think that's going to just guarantee some more revenue. Yeah,
absolutely, man. You know, and some minor changes that could have happened. You know, for example, in Boy Scouts, we had the Pinewood Derby where we'd build little cars that go downhill. Okay. You know, that could have been changed to robotics competitions. You have, you know, instead of a quilting badge, you could have had a computer programming badge. You know, there's these things they could have done to evolve or, you know, and include what's popular. You know, if they would have grown with the times instead of staying in the 40s with the activities, they may have turned out different.
How about just a campaign that promotes like that it's cool? Like there's probably a crap load of like dudes in the NFL and NBA and all over the place that were Boy Scouts, maybe not NBA so much as NFL, but they and I don't mean anything by race or anything there. I just think it's different demographics, urban versus rural. But I think that there's probably a ton of people out there you could have talk about what they did and how it contributed to their life. But they didn't get innovative. They just said, oh, let's open it to everybody. And to be honest, I think that if I had a daughter and I was going to enroll her in an organization and encourage her to join one, I mean, ultimately it would be her decision, but she'd probably sway to the girl one, not the one that used to be the Boy Scouts and now is accepting girls. I'd probably lean her to join the girl one. They've had a program for a long time. They've been working with girls. Like the Boy Scouts have now opened it up to girls, and we don't know what's going on in their back end in terms of like, do they have the infrastructure, like technology wise, to accept girls and create programs and mentor them? And I mean, it's not hard to go hire people, but they had 100 years of experience mentoring young boys, and now they're just jumping into the girl game. And boys and girls, no matter how much society hates it, men and male and female are completely different.
Well, they are. And you know, and this decision hit me up for a few reasons personally, because I was a Boy Scout, but I'm also a parent. Okay. I have a daughter. Now, I'm also a male. When I was in Boy Scouts, I hit puberty in Boy Scouts. So you better believe that as us teenage boys hung out together, we talked about, the girls we had crushes on, or, maybe someone snuck a Playboy or whatever, because that was just the norm back then, right? Now, me knowing how boys are at that age, am I going to let my daughter, who's also hitting puberty, go camp out in the woods with these boys? Or even have an opportunity to be in a place where they can be alone together, unsupervised? No, that's not going to happen. And that's one of many things that ran through my head. It's like, how can you police this? You can't. You have kids that have intercourse at school, right?
What? That's messed up, man.
So now you're going to have these kids out in the woods by themselves. They may have a couple chaperones, but if it's 3 a.m., the old guy can't stay awake past 11. What's happening? You know what I'm saying? And it's, that's one of many things that crossed my mind. And I know that's crossed a lot of people's minds, because as boys that were in Boy Scouts, we know what happens. And as parents with little girls, we know what goes through those boys' minds. We know the possibilities. It's the same reason, growing up, when there's sleepovers, we don't let our daughters go to, most of us don't let our daughters go to co-ed sleepovers, because it doesn't make sense to do. You're inviting trouble into the picture.
Yeah, I think I agree. I mean, I don't know all the, like, I'm a father of a young boy. That obviously didn't run through my head immediately. It should just as equally, but it didn't. But I mean, my main focus when I first saw it was just like, this is just this is the demise of your business, because it's a dumb move. But
That also ran through my head, because here's what I'm thinking now. It's going to do one of two things. Either the Boy Scouts or Scouts are going to disappear, or B, they're going to have to do some crazy thing like merge with the Girl Scouts, which I would have done to begin with, and called it the Boys and Girl Scouts of America, and then still have them separate but shared resources. That's just me, though.
Yeah, well, the Girl Scouts, I mean, their president, there's a quote here from Kathy Hopinica. Hopinka Hannon, she wrote some sort of piece to them, and she said, rather than seeking to fundamentally transform BSA into a co-ed program, we believe strongly the Boy Scouts should instead take steps to ensure that they're expanding the scope of their programming to all boys, including those who BSA has historically underserved and underrepresented, such as African-American and Latino boys. And that's that, man. She nailed it. Oh, like,
dude, she nailed that on the head. When I read that quote myself, man, and, if I could have stood, I would have stood and applauded right there, because there is not one damn Boy Scout presence in any inner city area in the nation. Guarantee it.
Yeah. And think about the work they could be doing in there, man. And they're not. Rather than trying to do that and trying to innovate and try to be a creative organization that's kind of for the betterment of society, they decided to just open their doors to everybody, hoping that that's going to bring the income in. But it's not, because girls are going to go to Girl Scouts. They're not going to go to formerly Boy Scouts. It's just not going to happen.
No. I mean, that would be like being a faithful customer of Starbucks. They shut down and now, they no longer serve just coffee. They serve coffee, ice cream, burgers, and everything else. But there's still people that just want to go have a nice cup of coffee and write their book or, whatever. So are they going to keep going there? No, they're going to go where they can go and get this, what they're used to.
Yeah. That's a good point. But basically they're just trying to expand. They're trying to exactly that. They're like Starbucks all of a sudden trying to compete with McDonald's. But if you love your Big Mac, you're still going to go to Starbucks for your coffee and to McDonald's for your Big Mac, because that's just the way it is. And then, it's a tough comparison because it's human beings versus food. But, we're two big guys and we love our food. But that's exactly it. It's like there's a history of the Girl Scouts mentoring and empowering young girls to get involved in things and grow up and do things. And the Boy Scouts had the same parallel thing for boys. And now what they're trying to do is just be inclusive of everyone. And I think the more I talk about this, is I think they were thinking that this was going to be a win for them, like in terms of how it was received, because I think that they truly thought that it meant like all these social justice warriors are going to be like, yeah, this is awesome. But I think it backfired.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they were trying to capitalize on the fact of when you think of, you know, an outdoor kids program, the first thing that comes to mind is Boy Scouts. And I think that's true. And they figured, well, then we're going to appease the social justice warriors, the feminists, the LGBT community. We're going to appease everybody with this one move. And then instead, everyone just went, wait, what?
Yeah.
It's just, oh. And then, you know, there's a whole other side of it, too, which, you know, hit me real hard, is just the whole tradition of things, you know?
Yeah, there's value to tradition. Like, people don't like traditionalists. And, you know, I saw that on Facebook. Some guy was giving you a hard time. And I think it's like people are so progressive to the point. Well, this is, we could go on for a long time about this, but there's value to tradition. And if you're an intelligent person, you would understand that and I'm not trying to be condescending, but the value to tradition is that with tradition sometimes comes intelligence and comes learnings and efficiencies and just a whole bunch of positive things that make things great. Like there's a lot of things out there that are great because they've been worked hard at for a long time.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, and as one that values tradition, like I do, I can still accept changes. Like I said, you know, when I was in Boy Scouts, it was strictly outdoors. We're going to shoot guns, bows and arrows, build fires. You know, we're going to learn to hunt, all this stuff, right? Now, there's some traditionists that would have said, well, if Boy Scouts started to do it in, you know, robotics and computers and all that, that's no longer a Boy Scout. And that would have set them off. But, you know, there's some change. You have to have some give in there, you know. And as a traditionalist, I still have that give where I can say, you know, times are changing, yes. We have to accept it. But, you know, this is one of those things where – in tradition terms, like to me, it was a huge hit.
Yep. Yeah. And I think we're a part of things and we, you know, they become a part of our lives and our culture and who we are, and to see them go away or change that drastically for the necessity of profit is just, it's discouraging and it's sad sometimes. So that's a good discussion though. Let's end this, man, with a couple of things. We're going to both leave a message for the higher ups at the Boy Scouts of America. I'll go first because mine's probably a little less personal because you were actually in it. My message is, you guys just killed your business. You guys are not going to exist or be relevant in 25 years. The next generation is not going to care about you anymore. You made the wrong decision. Let Girl Scouts empower young girls. You should have kept doing what you were doing and you would have been better off.
All right. And then my message would be on the tradition side is thank you, Boy Scouts, for what you did in my life and in many lives of my friends and people and acquaintances I've known who taught us to be self-sufficient, to be gentlemen, to, you know, to do things for the other people, to be spiritually strong, mentally awake, and morally straight, as the Boy Scout code goes. And I'm sorry that you guys let the almighty dollar affect and essentially ignite the fuse on the destruction of what was many, many people's childhoods. And I hope you guys can see this and fix it before it's too late.
All righty. That's us signing out from the Better Man Podcast.
Peace.